Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 5B. Mama Addie was telling the girls her story of how she became an orphan when she was little, and was about to share what she learned that changed her life.
"What was it?" all the girls cried.
"God showed me why he sent his son into the world a very long time ago. Someone had to be punished for the bad things people do, including the bad things I did. Jesus loved me so much that he gave up his life and died in my place to take away my terrible sins. God had forgiven me. I felt like a puppy who was just brought home by a new master, so loved. I still thank God every day for forgiving me, and every day I try to do what he says in the Bible. Be kind and tender to one another. Forgive one another, just as God forgave you because of what Christ has done. Now, I want to be kind to Metti, just like God has been kind to me. If I tell the owners of Riedemer House that she is stealing food, they will send her away to a workhouse. If I don't tell them, and they discover she's a thief, they will send me away."
When Mama Addie finished, the girls felt very sad. They knew they also had done bad things to other people. They wanted God to forgive them, too, and they did not want Mama Addie to be sent away. After praying together, they agreed to try their best to be kind to Metti. If everyone could be kind to her, maybe, just maybe, she would change. When Mama Addie confronted Metti about her stealing, she ran to the study and slammed the door. The next few weeks, everyone received very small servings of soup, but the girls did not complain. One evening, Felicity, who sat across from Metti at the dinner table, said,
"I'm not especially hungry. Would anyone like my soup?"
Metti reached out to grab it, but Felicity quickly lifted it. She glanced around the table, then said,
"Here, Metti, I want you to have it."
One morning, three of the youngest orphans crept into the empty dining room and placed a bunch of purple violets at Metti's place with a handwritten note.
"Your hair is pretty like flowers. You are much loved from us."
They giggled and ran off. When Metti sat down, everyone got quiet, except for a few tiny giggles. She gently touched a flower, then read the note.
"Much loved," she said softly.
When she looked up, her cheeks were wet.